A study released today shows that children may play a larger role in the community spread of COVID-19 than previously thought. The research by Massachusetts General Hospital measured viral loads among symptomatic and asymptomatic children. Let's bring in Dr. Lael Yonker. She's director of the hospital's Cystic Fibrosis Center and lead author on the study published in the Journal of Pediatrics. Dr. Yonker, you all tested 192 children, and more than a quarter were tested positive. How did you conduct the study, and were the results a surprise?
Sure. So we enrolled children who presented to the urgent care clinic for testing for COVID or exposure to COVID, or children who are hospitalized with symptoms concerning COVID or the late inflammatory illness that's seen in children. And what surprised us the most was that children carried very high viral loads in their airway secretions, loads that were higher than adults who are hospitalized for their severe COVID illness.
Does that high viral load relate to the ability to spread? Because if the two are correlated, then kids would be transmitting the virus even more efficiently than adults?
In general, for respiratory viruses, the higher viral load that you have in your secretions, the more likely that virus is going to be passed along from one person to another, because viruses are transmitted through these respiratory droplets and secretions.
As I mentioned, the study includes about 192 children. Does this translate to the population at large?
So we were the centralized COVID screening center, had a large catchment area geographically and across a wide socioeconomic range. But it's hard to translate because, again, children, when they do get sick, generally have very mild symptoms or might be asymptomatic, which makes it harder to realize who is infected or who isn't. So it complicates the role that children are playing in the pandemic.
I want to go deeper on that because one of your co-authors notes that kids are also not immune from getting sick. It puts to rest the president's contention that kids are almost always immune. Your study also looked at multi-organ systemic infections that can occur as kids are recovering from COVID-19. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. So this illness is related to the inflammatory response that goes on well after the infection has been cleared. And that immune response is actually damaging to the body. And kids can get quite sick from this, develop cardiac issues, and end up in the intensive care unit. And we found that this response does seem to be related to the antibody response. So the body's actively fighting, building these immune responses, but the body builds these antibodies in an uncontrolled manner, and that seems to be harmful to these kids.
Doctor, this, of course, is significant right now because so many places in the country are going back to school. You all are contending that we should not rely on temperature and symptom checks. Can you explain that?
Exactly. Monitoring for symptoms or temperature checks are not a reliable way of identifying COVID. In our study, only 50% of the kids who had COVID reported a fever, and 50% of the kids who didn't have COVID reported fever. So fever was not an effective way of identifying COVID. Other symptoms were also equally distributed between kids who had COVID and who didn't. And it was just typical symptoms of colds or allergies.
So what are some of the other takeaways on this? I mean, what metrics do you think we need in place to open schools safely?
So I think what we've learned is that contrary to the initial reports and beliefs, children are not spared from the COVID pandemic. And in fact, they could play a significant role in contributing to the spread of disease. The policymakers, the people who are setting up the rules for how schools will safely be started, need to take this into consideration. And they need to consider enforcing mask wearing, social distancing, taking advantage of remote learning when possible. Pretty simple measures that can be done to make reentry into school safer.
And how closely should parents be monitoring kids who get sick? Because you note that COVID-19 in kids can sometimes be mistaken for a common cold or other childhood illnesses.
This is very tricky. So early identification of any symptoms should prompt monitoring and perhaps testing early on, because we do show that viral loads are highest in the first 2 days of illness. And then if there's any exposure to somebody who has confirmed COVID, that should also prompt testing. because we've shown that kids, after exposure to COVID, even before they develop any symptoms, if they develop symptoms, they can also have very high viral loads.
That's Massachusetts General Hospital's Dr. Lael Yonker, lead author of a new study about the spread of COVID-19 through children and the implications it carries for school reopenings. We'll post the study on our website at hereandnow.org. Dr. Yonker, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.